This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi asserted that the 1963 agreement between China and Pakistan regarding the Shakskam Valley in Jammu and Kashmir is illegal. Reiterating New Delhi's stance on the valley, the Army Chief said, India does not approve of any activities in the Shakskam Valley. General Dwivedi said this while replying to a media query on Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson comment on Shakskam Valley. The Army Chief was addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday.
India considers 1963 agreement between Pakistan and China as illegal. Therefore, any activity in Shakskam Valley is concerned, we do not approve of it. And in this terms, MEA has already issued this statement. Therefore, the joint statement which has been issued in China, what I understand about the CPEC 2.0, we do not accept it and we consider that it is an illegal action which is being carried out by the two nations.
The Army Chief said the situation along the line of actual control LAC with China has been stable, but it needs constant vigil. Diplomatic advisor to French President Emmanuel Macron, Emmanuel Blanc, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he reaffirmed the strong and trusted India-France strategic partnership marked by close cooperation across multiple domains. The Prime Minister said it is encouraging to see the collaboration expanding into innovation, technology and education, especially as it marks the India-France year of innovation. Mr. Modi and Mr. Blanc also exchanged perspectives on key regional and global issues. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to welcome French President Emmanuel Macron to India soon. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar held a phone conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday, focusing on cooperation in areas of trade, critical minerals, nuclear energy and defense. The phone call came a day after newly appointed U.S. Ambassador Sergio Gore said that there will be some contact between the two sides on the trade issue. The External Affairs Minister said he had a good conversation with Mr. Rubio, that they agreed to remain in touch. The 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth CSPOC will begin in New Delhi from today. The three-day conference will bring together speakers and presiding officers from over 60 Commonwealth countries and semi-autonomous parliaments. The aim of this conference is to promote knowledge and understanding of parliamentary democracy in its various forms and to develop parliamentary institutions. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is the chairperson of this conference. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the 10th Armed Forces Veterans Day in New Delhi today. Armed Forces Veterans Day is commemorated on the 14th of January every year to honour the legacy and service of Field Marshal K.M. Karyappa OBE, the first Commander-in-Chief of the Indian Army, who retired on this day in 1953. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology organized a workshop on Bhashani Samudai, Strengthening India's Language AI Ecosystem in New Delhi. The workshop focused on consolidating India's language AI ecosystem through collaborative engagement, participatory governance and shared digital infrastructure. During the workshop, discussion centered on expanding Bhashani as a national platform to support multilingual governance, education and public service delivery, ensuring language does not become a barrier to digital access. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan chaired the 13th meeting of Council of National Institutes of Technology, Science Education and Research in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Pradhan reviewed presentations on elevating academic and research standards, enhancing governance efficiency and further boosting innovation and entrepreneurship at the National Institutes of Technology and Indian Institutes of Engineering, Science and Technology. The minister stressed that the curricula provided in these institutes must be aligned to national priorities and should be industry-centric. In Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Gujarat Giants by 7 wickets at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 193 runs set by Gujarat Giants, Mumbai Indians made the winning score and the loss of 3 wickets with 4 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.